SBS Italian.
Anzac Day venne originariamente istituito per ricordare coloro che combatterono nella battaglia di Gallipoli durante la Prima Guerra Mondiale. La data si riferisce al giorno in cui nel 1915 gli Anzac o Australian and New Zealand Army Corps sbarcarono nella penisola di Gallipoli in Turchia. Brian Dawson dell'Australian War Memorial spiega che al giorno d'oggi la commemorazione include tutti i veterani.
In the following year 1916 the first Anzac Day was held by troops mainly celebrating or commemorating because it's much more of a commemoration than a celebration. And it's about remembering those soldiers, sailors and later airmen who have died on active service.
La giornata inizia con una cerimonia aperta al pubblico, il cosiddetto Dawn Service.
At the memorial here commences around 5:30 on the morning of the 25th of April and crowds will gather in front of the local war memorial and even new arrivals in Australia will have noticed that almost all towns and villages will have a war memorial. And the Dawn Service starts just before dawn, is a very simple ceremony and remembers those who have fallen.
Al Dawn Service segue il Gunfire Breakfast, un semplice barbecue con salsicce, panini, uova e talvolta caffè corretto col rum. In mattinata si svolgono parate di veterani in tutto il paese.
There are very few Second World War veterans left today and those that are well into their 90s, but obviously veterans from subsequent conflicts, Korea, Vietnam, and more modern conflicts like Somalia, Afghanistan and Iraq where Australian soldiers, sailors and airmen have served. And there are also overseas contingents, so contingents of those who've fought in other wars and then come to Australia.
A Canberra le commemorazioni si svolgono all'Australian War Memorial, a Sydney at the Cenotaph di Martin Place e a Melbourne allo Shrine of Remembrance. Ogni capitale ha degli eventi dedicati a Anzac Day. Nelle cittadine più piccole e nei piccoli paesi, Brian Dawson consiglia di chiedere informazioni alle sezioni locali delle RSL.
Each of those marches and the dawn services are run by the organisation which is called the Return Services League, or RSL, and they are clubs of ex-servicemen, and they will basically organise the dawn services and the marches.
Sankaran Edison ha origini indiane e lavora con le comunità etniche per RSL Victoria e Legacy a Melbourne. Nonostante sia cresciuto in Inghilterra e abbia indossato i tradizionali papaveri fin da quando era piccolo per Remembrance Day, non pensava di avere alcun legame familiare con Anzac Day. Solo quando ha cominciato a lavorare con le vedove di guerra, ha realizzato la diversità culturale degli Anzacs e ha cominciato a esaminare la storia della sua famiglia. Sua zia gli ha confermato che suo nonno aveva combattuto con l'esercito britannico in Malesia.
I asked my auntie and she said yes, your grandfather actually fought in the British Army in Malaysia. And I had no idea, completely no idea. I didn't actually connect to the Anzac story or to any of the stories of conflict and war through the Imperial Forces or the Australian Defence Force on a very personal level in relationship to my history and my family.
Molti australiani arruolati appartenevano a background non anglosassoni. Circa 200 immigrati cinesi combatterono per l'Australia durante la Prima Guerra Mondiale. Lavorando con l'Australian China Youth Association, Sankaran Edison ha notato che i suoi studenti non avevano familiarità con il fatto che gli Anzacs potessero essere anche di origine cinese.
Many of the students hadn't recognized or realized that there were such a thing as Chinese Anzacs. And we produced a very contemporary sort of format of artwork, street art stencils of Chinese Anzacs. One of those was a street art Anzac stencil artwork of Billy Singh, who was a very significant sniper in World War I.
Rivelare questo contributo allo sforzo bellico dell'Australia, secondo Sankar, potrebbe contribuire a tutta la società australiana.
When people see us or see you for what you have contributed, for what you have done, then there's a great deal of healing there. And you can then go forward confidently in society.
Se volete saperne di più su Anzac Day, Brian Dawson raccomanda di visitare il sito dell'Australian War Memorial.
The Australian War Memorial website is a very rich source of information, not only on subjects specifically related to Anzac and Gallipoli, but also to the broader military history of Australia in the served in the First, Second World War and those wars which have followed. Australia also is very lucky to have excellent national archives. The National Archives of Australia website provides access to an increasing wealth of information, detailed records which have been digitized.
Potete trovare il sito dei National Archives of Australia all'indirizzo naa.gov.au, mentre quello dell'Australian War Memorial è awm.gov.au. Potete anche visitare l'Australian War Memorial a Canberra. Alcune delle mostre temporanee dispongono di materiale tradotto in varie lingue.
Trova altre storie nella tua lingua sul sito sbs.com.au/italian.